Hey. Sorry, I'm late. I run the theater club, and rehearsals for the next play went on forever. And, well, I guess I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so it's my fault for holding everyone up until everything was good enough for the performance next week. Yeah, I've done it for 2 years in a row now. We always put on a show right at the start of the year. Nothing fancy, just a little play. Some comedy to lighten everyone's mood after the summer break. So, you're new, right? You transferred from another college. Did you not like the old one? Oh, right. You wanted to get closer to your family because of some family stuff. I get it. Well, how do you like it around here? Follow me. We can talk while I show you around. Yeah, it's pretty fancy, huh? They've rebuilt this part of the campus. It used to be really old and decrepit. Some parts still are, but they're hidden. So, this is the new wing. Kinda creepy when it's empty, right? During the day, it's not like this. It is packed. Students rushing around, groups chatting on the floor, professors yelling at everyone to get to class. But right now, it feels like we've got the whole place to ourselves. These are all the classrooms where you'll probably spend way too many hours. The teachers. Yeah, most of them are okay. Well, except Mr. Harrington. He's terrifying. You'll hear his voice echo down the hall before you even see him. But hey, maybe he'll like you. You seem like a good student. The kind that doesn't get into trouble. Am I right? I don't know. Maybe you lied to me about the real reason for your transfer. People lie about all sorts of things, you know? You can never trust anyone. I'm just kidding. Don't look so scared. Although, you do look really cute when you're scared. And over here, this corridor leads to the science labs. They smell like burnt plastic half the time. Don't ask me why. Oh, and the art rooms are upstairs. You can tell which ones they are because the walls outside are always covered in paint smudges and doodles. Pretty big campus, huh? A little maze-like. Don't worry, though. You'll figure it out eventually. Or maybe I'll keep being your personal guide. Not that you'd mind. Would you? Oh, it sounds like it's pouring outside. I'm gonna get drenched walking back to my car. Come on, let's keep going. So, down this hallway, you've got the main offices. Kind of boring, honestly. Just admin stuff. If you ever need paperwork, transcripts, whatever, that's where you'll be sent. Don't worry, I'll help you navigate it if you ever get lost in the red tape. Oh, over here, this big notice board. Everyone dumps their flyers here. Clubs, parties, people selling old textbooks. If you look closely, you'll see three different bands all claiming they're the best on campus. I mean, none of them are great, but they try. And if you peek through those glass doors, you'll see the courtyard. It's pretty during the day, especially when everyone hangs out between classes. Right now, though, it's kind of eerie with the benches all empty and the lights flickering. It kind of does look like the set of a horror movie. You like those? Not a fan? Yeah, I'm into them. But I'm into all sorts of niche things. I'm a bit of a weirdo around here. But a nice weirdo. I promise. Anyway, moving on. That staircase leads to the gym. I'd show you, but it's locked up for the night. Trust me, you're not missing much. Unless you're into the smell of sweat and protein powder. You keeping up okay? Don't tell me you're already lost. If you stick with me, I promise you'll know this place inside out. Maybe even better than the teachers do. Come on, we're gonna get to my favorite part. The library. See? Isn't it gorgeous? All these shelves. All the old wood mixed with the newer sections. Huh, I could spend hours in here. Actually, I do spend hours in here. What can I say? I'm kind of a nerd. But hey, at least I'm a cute nerd, right? I know I probably sound like a total overachiever, but studying here has always been my thing. It's my little kingdom. But I'll let you in. Over there is the main study area. Normally, you'd see students hunched over their laptops, cramming for exams. Actually, I've never been here so late. I have a lot of keys, though. They trust me around here. Probably because I help around a lot. I used to work here part-time, actually. But then I got busy with other stuff. Yes, the theater club, amongst other things. And down that way, you'll find the archives. That's where they keep all the older books. Stuff nobody really checks out anymore. I like going in there when I want some quiet. Real quiet. You think you're gonna come to the library often? Or are you the type that likes to party and do the bare minimum? Yeah, I figured. They don't accept just anyone here, so you must be pretty serious. Unless you're good at hiding your true nature. You want to see the archives? You sure? All right. Just down these steps. Here. Isn't that cool? I love this place. It always smells like old paper and dust. The shelves are tighter too. You have to squeeze past sometimes. No brand new textbooks here. Just these heavy, forgotten volumes nobody touches anymore. Unless you're looking for really old and specific stuff. We're not really supposed to take anything out of here. Some of these books are too old and fragile to see the light of day. Most people avoid coming down here. It creeps them out. It's quieter than the rest of the library. You don't hear anyone moving around. No pages turning, nothing. You think it's creepy? Depends how you look at it. All right, let's head back upstairs. I forgot about something. I think this door can only be opened from the outside. No, I'm serious. I think we're stuck in here. Maybe it's not all that bad. I'm sure someone will come down at some point. They haven't locked up the library yet, which means the cleaners haven't finished yet. I'm sure we'll be fine. Relax. Why don't you sit down? Yeah, right there on this chair. Let me take a better look at you. You're so cute. I noticed you right away. You look a bit like a lost puppy. You made me want to look after you. I have a thing for looking after things or people. Do you like being looked after? I thought so. I'm glad I wasn't wrong about you. It's funny though. Nobody else even noticed you today. Everyone was so wrapped up in their own little world, rushing to class, gossiping in the cafeteria. But I saw you. I see everyone. You stood out. You looked so cute and lost. You don't realize it, do you? How easy you are to read. The way your eyes move, like you're not sure if you belong here. I like that. I like people who don't fit too neatly into the crowd.
You should be careful, though.
Someone might take advantage of that. Someone like me. I'm joking. Mostly. So, tell me, what are you really like when you're not playing the polite new student? Do you let people get close? Or do you push them away? You keep to yourself generally, huh? Not many friends. That's perfect. I mean, that's okay. I'll help you make friends. But they better not get too close to you, because I can become pretty feral when I'm jealous. No, I mean, possessive. I do tend to get like that when I become obsessed with someone. Obsessed sounds scary, doesn't it? But I think it's kind of romantic. The idea of caring so much about one person that you don't even see anyone else anymore. Doesn't that sound nice? To belong to someone like that? I notice everything about you already. The way you fidget when you're nervous. How your eyes dart around like you're always looking for an escape. But with me, you don't need to escape. Why? Because I won't let anything hurt you, of course. I mean it. I could protect you from everyone. Don't look at me like that. I'm not a total psycho. I'm just dedicated. That's the word. I'm dedicated. Is that something you'd be into? I mean, do you want someone like that? Someone who won't ever leave you alone? Someone who'll stay. No matter what. I know, it sounds pretty intense. But I assure you, there's nothing to be scared of. As long as you let me care for you, I'll be the nicest, loveliest girl you'll ever know. I've seen the way you look at me. Do you think I'm pretty? Oh, you're so cute when you trip over your words like that. It's okay. You can say it. You do? Thank you. I made an extra effort earlier because I knew I was gonna see you. coincidence. Of course not. Nothing is a coincidence when it comes to me. I asked the teacher if I could give you a tour. I really wanted to just be alone with you and get to know you better. Are we really stuck in here? I don't know. Did you really get transferred here for family stuff? People do lie, you know. Relax. I just did a little research. I know why you're here. It's okay. Your secret is safe with me. Well, it is as long as you'll keep me around. It's not blackmail. It's a deal. A very good one at that. We're not stuck in here. I was just messing with you. Here. We're free to go. Go on. Go up the stairs. I'll follow you. Did that scare you? You're a tough cookie, aren't you? I knew I'd pick the right one. Well, there you go. I hope you enjoyed the tour. Tomorrow we could have lunch together. What do you say? Careful, though. I can get pretty clingy. Just thought I'd warn you. What do I know? You're intrigued. You kind of like the idea of having someone know your little secret, don't you? Do you like the idea of having someone worship you? Someone all to yourself? Well, here's the deal. If you meet me tomorrow at the cafeteria, then I'll know you're the kind of person I'm hoping you are. If not, no hard feelings. I've been rejected plenty of times. But I do hope you like me. Because I really, really like you. And I want to know everything about you. Think about it. Hopefully, I'll see you tomorrow.